That's William Shatner, and introduced by Mark Toomey on the Channel 9 Morning News. Mike, you assembled a whole list of, well, I guess we could call them singers, in quotes, and also some rather bizarre duets, I got to say.
Well, hi, John. I would say half of those quote-unquote singers are me, and the other half are just people around the station with a few exceptions. But
well, you
yeah,
fooled,
we put a lot together.
You fooled me, I can tell you that. That's for sure. I just fell into that one, lock, stock, and barrel. Lock, stock, and barrel, I fell into it. So, everybody knows you, Mike. I mean, they should by now. You've been over there at Channel 9 since 2003, is that right?
That's the first time. That's when I started doing bits there, and I was a contributor, yes. It's late on.
Okay, let's talk about that a second. You were a bit. You did bits and were a contributor. But you weren't...
Correct.
But you weren't what?
Well, I wasn't an employee. I was,
gotcha.
Somebody who contributed and then I went from an occasional to a part-time to a full-time over the last 22 years.
Yeah. What a great run for that show. I mean, man, oh,
for
man.
Sure.
It's unbelievable. well, now you're the quote-unquote announcer and... set up a lot of bits that I really enjoy, by the way. And Mike's going to be doing a Christmas special, special event. Tell us about it.
Well, that is going to be at Zanies in Rosemont on the 13th. So it's a week from this Saturday. And it is at 3:30. It's a matinee. So it's early in, early out. And it's basically just me doing a full comedy show, but all the material is holiday related. And I have a movie screen up there that I interact with. There's audience interaction, bring people up from the audience. And it's just all 100% holiday fun. And it's not Bing Crosby, but it's not Andrew Dice Clay.
<so. laughs> you grew up in the greater Chicagoland area. When did you know that this was going to be a thing that, you know, a lot of people, I want to be a comedian, I want to be a stand-up comedian, but you actually do it. What was the thing that clicked in your mind and said, you know what, this is what I'm going to go for?
Well, when I was really, really young, I was fascinated with comedians and anything that was funny on TV. And if I knew a particular variety show was going to have a comedian on, I had to be there. You know, I had to see this, you know, this guy. And what fascinated me to this day when somebody's really good is if they can make me say, how does this person think of that stuff? You know, so one day I want people to say that about me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So very early age, to answer your question, I was 5 years old when I really discovered comedy. I was. My parents had a Stan Freberg 33
album. Oh, my
album.
God. Yeah, I know Stan Freberg. You bet.
And I would listen to that over and over and over and wear the grooves out. I still have that record. To the point where my mom would not hide it, but put it somewhere where maybe I wouldn't see it. And then I'd forget. And then I'd say, Mom, where's this record? And then she'd have to go get it, and then I'd have to hear it again.
Well, I certainly didn't get into stand-up comedy, but when I was in high school, I think, Bob Newhart had an album out called The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart.
Sure.
I played that over and over and over and over. I memorized bits, and I would perform them for my Boy Scout troop. It was because he's all, you know, it's all one-sided with Bob Newhart. He's on the phone, you know.
Yes.
Say, Abe.
So great.
Why don't you take in a play?
And that album outsold so many, you know, musical artists of the time. You know,
yeah.
I believe it won a Grammy. I mean, it's such a great, memorable album.
Our comedy albums, well, we're not albums. Are comedy releases still a thing today?
I don't think so. I think what it is now is the specials online and the reels online and the, you know, the comedians of this era, of this age, are really, really good at marketing themselves and letting people know who they are so that when they say they're going to be somewhere, people come. You know, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, and then they have TikTok as a way to introduce themselves and then find themselves in these gigantic arenas, which I can never understand how one person who's a stand-up comedian and a good one is going to be able to entertain 18,000 people looking at him. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. You know, even even when the Beatles were there last week, if you had a like a the back row seat for like $625 a person, I mean, you knew what the songs were, but you don't know where a comic is headed. So I think that's a relatively new development over the past few years. Are there any contemporaries of yours in the comedy era that you admire?
Sure. I mean, there's millions of guys that I, you know, went through, you know, growing up in comedy with. Some people who became very famous, some people who I think are great, but no one ever heard of them. You know, I remember watching Bob Odenkirk do stand-up, come up through Chicago and do stand-up. And his act was so, like, out there, you know. And what I admired about Bob, and I still do to this day, which I still wish I had a little more of myself, was that he didn't care. You know, he went up with reckless abandon and said, look, here's what I think is funny. You know, hopefully, you know, the audience will agree with at least some of it. And a lot of us take the more conservative route and say, oh, I can't take that risk because I might lose them. But, you know, it's Jeff Garland, same deal.
Yes, indeed.
Jeff's comedy was the same way. He would just go up with that I don't care attitude, and, you know, it worked for him.
Mike Toomey, a Christmas special event, 21 and up, Saturday, December 13th at Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont. Doors at 3, show at 4, which is great. And you're having dinner by 7. You know, that's a nice way to go.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. You got the whole Saturday night. You
that's
know,
right.
It's your warm-up for your Saturday
that's
night.
That's right. And he sends you off with in a good mood. So how can you argue with that? 21 and over with a valid photo ID, 2-item minimum purchase per person. Seating is first come, first served. Hey, thanks for being with us. We'll keep looking at you at Channel 9.
Oh, I sure appreciate that. And you go to zanies.com and click on Rosemont for all the details there. But, John, it's always so great to talk to you.
Same here, Mike, really. And I enjoy watching you. Because I'm like,
I appreciate that.
What is he going to come up with next? I mean, the whole bit about strange Christmas duets. I'm like, where did he get? Where does he find that stuff? I mean, that's great stuff. All right, thanks. See you on Channel 9. All right, there he goes.
Thank you.
You bet. Mike Toomey, John Landecker, 720 WGN.